What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
You're not interested in art?
No.
Well, look, we're going to do this thing. We're going to have a conversation.
Hey, Film Spotting family members, Adam, Josh, and Sam here to tell you about our new Film Spotting membership platform. We are moving away from Patreon. It has served us very well. We've enjoyed every bit of extra interaction we've had with our family members over the past 2 years, but we have all new offerings at filmspotting.supportingcast.fm. And we're excited about this platform for a lot of reasons, one of which, Sam, is that we now have the ability to make our entire archive of shows, the whole back catalog, available to our listeners wherever they listen to podcasts. And this is something we were just talking about the other day, thinking about how it's a way for us to really look back on the entire history of the show.
The entire history of the show, going all the way back to 2012 when Josh Larson,
That's what most shows say. Not even most, but you know, to say you've got 10 years of shows would be something.
Yeah, right.
But Film Spotting, way longer than that, which is why the archive is so great.
Well, before that, it was only known as Cinecast AV. So it's something we don't really need to get into. No, we do.
Why are those shows part of the archive, Sam?
Cat's out of the bag.
I'll have to try to find those to make them available. Right.
Extra special bonus.
Yeah, plus, that's a whole other tier.
Members, that's another tier. No, of course, Film Spotting, going back to the dark ages, before computers, 2005. And so really, what this is all about, it's the history is so long. The platforms on which these episodes were living no longer work. I mean, this is how far back into the dark ages we're going. So you used to be able to, if you really wanted to go back to episode 1 through, you know, 200 or so, you used to be able to go back filmspotting.net into the former filmspotting.net, click on those shows individually and listen on the World Wide Web at our old website. But that site's down for good. It's an out-of-date platform we can no longer maintain. And it's really so much of a better user experience in this day and age to just search for an episode by the title of a film or a top five, get those shows in Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. And also with the archive in one place, shows that were previously unavailable and for some reason we want to make available, former bonus on content that we've completely forgotten that you ever recorded, former bonus content exclusive to the defunct Film Spotting app. Yes, there was a Film Spotting app, friends, from 2012 to 2015. All of those shows, After Hours, Director's Cuts, bonus app, they'll all be part of this new feed. And we
will
support Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, the list goes on, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Beyond Pod, Downcast, Player FM.
You're just making platforms up now.
Flip Flam, Flippity Bot, Flippity
Wait
Pod.
Wait a minute.
Flippity Pod? You guys don't have a Flippity Pod?
No.
It's Canna really Pod. Open a can of Whoop Pod is the one I'm going to start.
Stitcher, Podbean, and NPR One. If you are one of the less than a dozen people out there who are listening to this right now on one of those platforms, and I kid, it could be a few more. Those are the only ones that right now supporting Cast doesn't seamlessly integrate with. And who knows, maybe over time they will. All those other ones Sam mentioned and a few that he made up, those are all available to you now to listen to these shows. Again, right in the palm of your hand, whereas before you had to go to the old website, you had to seek them out, you pretty much had to just listen there on the web. Now you can find them just like you would find any episode of the show. And, you know, we joke about the old app content, but it wasn't until I embarked on the exercise of making all these shows available, and Sam, we had to do some Excel spreadsheet work we know Josh loves so much.
My computer exploded at that point.
We had to do a lot of work. And when I say we, Betty Lavandero, RPA, I haven't actually seen her timesheet yet, so I don't know exactly how many hours she spent, but I know it was a lot. She did so much work behind the scenes cleaning up those old episodes. I mean, one by one, 500 to 600 episodes, making sure all the formatting was correct, the titles were correct and updated. Thank you, Betty. This new membership doesn't happen without you. And I went back, and if you'd asked me how many app exclusives we had done, I would have said
30,
a significant number, but I would have said definitely under 100, maybe 50 or 75.
Yeah.
174 of them.
Oh my goodness.
2012 and 2015. And you look at some of the titles, Sam, and they probably are worth revisiting. Not for anything I said, or maybe Maddie said, or you, Josh, said, but there's our top five movie tattoos in the bonus content. We got Michael Phillips to share what movie tattoo he would get.
And Tasha Robinson. Yes.
And there's a bunch of those like that where you go, oh, we got that?
Yeah.
You know, additional content, worst films of the year, worst movie going experiences of the year that were tacked on to our roundtables at the end of the year with Michael, with Scott Tobias, with some of these guests. It's all there in that app bonus content. So if you're feeling nostalgic or you missed it the first time around, you can now get all of that with these archive feeds.
I'm worried about the completists a little bit. They thought they had 890 shows to get through.
Right.
Yeah, tack on another couple hundred at this point. Yeah,
they'll be excited, Sam. Let's look at this positively.
There it is.
More stuff to explore. So how are you going to get a hold of this? What are the new plans that are going to be a part of this? Let me talk a little bit about the menu here, your menu options. And it's really not that complicated, but there is going to be an option where you can choose a plan that is basically the archive plan. So this is where you're going to get all the stuff we've just been talking about. And, you know, we've become aware, as Adam was saying, of how rich it really is. I mean, we're joking, but there's some good stuff in there too. Just on Twitter this past week, I think it was, people were talking about, if you were going to teach a film class, what are the top five films you would show? Well, guess what? That top five list was done, I don't know, well before my time, Adam, but you did something like that with Rian Johnson.
Sam, isn't that amazing? You look back on that, one of those shows we always remember, episode 120, Film Spotting University, when a very young Rian Johnson, pre-Star Wars, pre-Knives Out, said, yeah, I'll come on do that whole top five with you.
Crazy.
So that's like a, you know, a glittering star in the archive galaxy, but there's other good stuff in there. Maybe think about, even like this summer, everyone's talking about Tom Cruise, right? With Maverick, reappraising his stature. Well, we did top five Tom Cruise performances. This will give you an easy way to say, Tom Cruise is on my mind. I'm thinking about his career. Let's go back. Even if you've listened to it before, maybe listen again to what Film Spotting had to say about it. So this is the archive plan where you'll get all of that. You'll get access to those old app bonus shows as well. And as part of this one, you'll get what you've been getting with the basic plan before: event pre-sales and discounts, ad-free listening experience, early access to new episodes, merch discount, and the Film Spotting newsletter, which I'm very eager to see Sam start cranking out again. It's a great value, so I'm glad to see it's going to be part of these plans. So that's the archive plan. Here's your other option. You could go with a bonus plan. Okay, so what this gives you is what you're already familiar with, a monthly bonus show. We've been doing Ask Us Anything a couple of times. Those are always fun. When someone passes, like James Caan, we took the opportunity to do an appreciation bonus episode, catching up with some of the films of his we hadn't seen before, talking about a great movie like Thief. And we take this occasion to do some non-film fun stuff too, like our top five concert experiences, one that was a blast to do recently. So that's the bonus option. You get that bonus episode every month, along with those other things I mentioned: event pre-sales and discounts, ad-free listening experience, early access to new episodes, merch discount, and the newsletter. Okay, hopefully some of you are really in a bind here. It's kind of like the Tilda Swinton, Kate Blanchett poll Sam's forcing us to all consider. Where am I going to go? Which one am I going to pick? Well, you don't have to. If you really want to have both of those, we are offering what we're calling a Family Plus plan. So that's going to give you all those benefits I just talked about: access to the entire archive, bonus episodes as well, plus new bonus shows coming up. It's all going to be there for you, and those extra benefits I mentioned. So three options there, basically. But wait, I can't believe I'm at a point where I can use that phrase.
You've got a future,
but
in
wait,
infomercials, Josh.
Guys. I also have a pillow. I'm good. No, Adam, Adam is going to...
tote bag, Josh. Come on, let's go.
Talk about the tote bags.
Yeah, so we've said this before. Obviously, over the years of doing this, we have tried to show our gratitude and thank our listeners. One of the things you've heard us say, I'm going to go back and steal a Matty line. We've said that you really do keep us doing what we're doing. Well, that's the truth. Yes, we do have some advertising on this show. This is largely still a listener-funded operation, and it has been that way since the very beginning, back in 2005, back before we even contemplated ever generating any revenue. Is that what they call it, Sam? Generating revenue?
I believe so.
It was, like most things, a listener idea. Some listeners decided one day they were going to send us some cash because they wanted to support the show. And that has grown. And really what keeps us going, what keeps everybody here working on the show behind the scenes, including Gold and Joe Dassault, it is driven by the Film Spotting family and by these membership programs. And in addition to the Family Plus that Josh just talked about, we're adding a whole new tier that we're calling the Advisory Board. You've heard us reference a group of listeners over the years who have been a committee for us, someone to go to bounce ideas off of when we talk about show formats or even just the top five, different structural questions about the show. We want to pick the brain of these really smart listeners and kind of have our own focus group. That's what the Advisory Board has been. And we thought, why not formalize this a little bit? We've added an extra tier. It's a higher tier membership in terms of what you pay. But in addition to getting all the benefits of the Family Plus plan, you also get the ability to participate in exclusive opportunities. We're calling this exclusive voting and advisory rights. So, you know, Josh may not want to participate in all the haggling about what movies are going to make the Film Spotting Madness Final 64. But we know there's a lot of listeners out there, Josh, who do.
They want a piece of that action, yeah.
So we're all three of us are going to be a part of all of these debates, except it does say in my contract, I don't have to be part of the madness debates.
That's right.
But otherwise, this is going to be exciting. We're going to get to have some of these meetings, the production meetings that we have, the three of us, and invite the most invested listeners to be a part of those discussions. And you know, they've always been a part of forming the show and what direction we go and what ideas we pursue. But this is going to be extremely hands-on, real time, I guess, is the difference, right? Real time participation in some of those conversations.
Yeah. So madness, definitely. Pantheon committees, where we're more formally trying to decide what movies should go into the Pantheon, have a voting process. Guess what? You're going to be part not only of that, but helping us decide what that voting process is. And you're going to be part of quarterly Zoom meetings with the three of us. You're basically board members, and we got to keep you all in the loop. And we are really excited about this new opportunity. It is a higher tier. As we said, it's $25 a month. But if you take the annual plan, you get a huge discount off that. And it's only $250 from there. You can actually take even more money off. Current family members all can use the promo code ADVISOR. That's ADVISOR at checkout and get another $100 off your first year.
I mean, we do call this the family, and I think there are enough things that happen throughout any recording year, you know, since the beginning that remind us of that's just what it is. You know, whether it's listeners that were helping us dictate the content of the show, and most recently with Trivia Spotting, you know, really being reminded of how important this relationship is that we have with our listeners and with the listeners have with each other. And so if we need to remind you of why it's called a family and you want to be a part of it, that's the reason.
Yeah. And we encourage you to check out these plans and our new Film Spotting membership options at filmspotting.supportingcast.fm. Once again, thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to all of you for your support.
Thanks, everyone. We appreciate it.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.